Then I need guy in the attack.
That's where it's the business.
ॐ जननी शारदादेवि रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मीं तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः. We are discussing Narada Bhakti Sutra. According to Thakur, Narada's way of bhakti is the only way for the Kali Yuga. Why? Because he had said, what is the nature of the people in Kali Yuga? He has used a beautiful word, Anna Gata Prana. That means the people in Kali Yuga are highly conscious of the body. I am the body. That is called Anna Gata. Anna means here, body. Body means Anna. This is a point you have to keep always in mind. So we are eating breakfast, lunch, etc. But what does it do? It only makes our body. This body has come from food. And it also becomes sustained every day by food. What is eating food? Replenishing the food which has become less protein, etc., etc. So, in the end, what does it become? Food only. Even now it is food only. So, this word food has been used in two senses. First is, a food is always enjoyed. That which is enjoyed is food. Bhogartha. Anna means what? When we hear beautiful sound, it is Anna for the ears. When we are eating, it is Anna for the tongue. When we are seeing something very beautiful, that is Anna for the eyes. I hope you catch the point. For every sense organ, whatever is the most pleasant, and that is called Anna. Unpleasant thing also is Anna. Because when a person gets sick, then you have to eat or drink kashaya. Not very pleasant, but very good for health. So general health rule is, whatever you like is not good for your health. So whatever you don't like, the best thing for developing willpower, that is the best way. Anybody says, I don't have willpower. Every day, you drink this much of neem juice, your willpower will become stronger and stronger and stronger. This is the truth.
Neem juice.
Huh?
Neem juice.
Only neem juice. So you should not mix the other drinks.
No. Pani yamala mix
it. If it is Ayurveda or something, it prescribes, that is okay. So, in this age, man is highly conscious about the body. Conscious means, I am the body. Only time when we think we are not the body is when we are in deep sleep. So, there are three states. Jagradavastha, Swapnavastha and Sushupnavastha. Waking, dream and dreamless. When we are awake, complete identity with the body and mind. When we are in dream, identity not with the body, but with the mind alone, thoughts, images, imaginations. But when we are in deep sleep still, there is absolutely no relation. That is why even if somebody cuts, we will not feel it. That's what surgery is about, anesthesia. We are not at all conscious. Even some local anesthesia, and they are cutting. So, for such type of people, there must be a way. So, what does that mean? Annagata prana means, what does it mean? It means, first of all, identity with the body. Second, it means we are highly emotional people. Friendships can be cut off with one word. Sometimes, no word also you got friends. This happened in Thakur's life. Very strange. I think I must have told you, but it's worth repeating. There was one devotee, I will not tell his name, he used to come to Thakur. And other devotees also were coming. One day, Sri Ramakrishna happened to praise Suresh Mitra, but not this person. Simply, Suresh Mitra did something nice, Sri Ramakrishna appreciated him and went on praising him. This person was sitting in a corner. He got offended. ఆయన వర్త్లెస్ గారు, హీఈస్ ఓన్లీ సచ్ ఏ బిగ్ డివోటీ అండ్ హీ స్టాప్డ్ కమింగ్ టు శ్రీ శ్రీరామ్. 6 months passed. So this devotee was in the habit of every morning to go to the Ganges and take bath. So one day he was taking bath. Suddenly he saw a boat was approaching. Then he thought, so many in Ganges, hundreds of boats will be passing that way this way. So he thought, well, some boat is going. But slowly it was coming. As it came near sufficiently, then he saw Balaram Basu with the pagadi and all that, looking at this devotee. Then this man was making fun. Today, whose face have I seen? I had the darshana of such a great devotee. Still, that was rankling in his mind that somebody else's praise. Sanamsa didn't say anything about him. That's all. He got up. Then Balaram Basu said, why only me? Hazrat Muhammad himself has come. Means Thakur had come. And meanwhile, Thakur had come from out. Now there is a covering in the boat. He slowly came out and tears broke away. I was inquiring every day about you. Why did you stop coming? Started looking most loving, compassionate. Of course, by that time, it was a grace. He understood his mistake, fell at the feet of Thakur and resumed his. What is this illustration for? Sriramakrishna did not tell anything negative about this. Simply he praised somebody. And here also it happened. Just a few days back, there is one old devotee. He used to come now and he was a retired police officer. And you know, on Swamiji's birthday, January 10th, there was a big meeting. He was invited. So he came prepared to deliver a speech. But somehow he was not given prominence. That offended him. It was our mistake also actually. Having invited, we should not have neglected that person. But for some reason that had happened. And then he became furious. See, I have been invited. Nobody gave me a place. Finally somebody mentioned my name and then I had to go and in a few minutes I had to tell them. The thing is, we are devotees. We are not worldly people. If worldly people react this way, that's absolutely fine because they are worldly people, ignorant people. But if we react that way, what is the difference between if we are worse than worldly people? Devotees are worse than worldly people. Do you know why? So if some event happens, event means not good to happen like winning a lottery ticket, I'm not talking about that. And some tragic event happened. Worldly people don't grieve so much. Why? Because, you know, we are selfish people. How long we are going to grieve? We want only to enjoy the world. Those who are dead, they are gone. But the devotees are na ghar ka, na ghat ka. Stuck in between. Neither worldly people nor spiritual people. So they grieve very much and their mind becomes very touch me not. Touch me not. You know that plant touch me not, you touch it and it stinks.
Yes.
So this is the problem with many. Should this incident have happened, we have these people, well, you are supposed to be devotee of God. Nobody invites you to come. We are not inviting worldly people here. You come and then if they want, they can come. It's only Muslims, if they don't go, talaq from life. Not only talaq from marriage, but talaq. But that is only one talaq. So that's a very strange phenomenon. Muslims, rarely they say we don't believe in Allah. Hindus say we don't believe in God. Christians say we don't believe in God. Of course, we believe. We say we believe in God, but we behave as though God doesn't exist. This is the truth. So for Kalikala, Naradiya Bhakti, how to develop Bhakti? So great people are singing. So we were discussing that one. Mukhyatastu, Mahat Kripa Eva, Bhagavat Kripa Leshatva. Most important way of attaining Bhakti is Mahat Kripa, the grace సాధు మహాపురుష వాండే క్షణమపి సజ్జన సంగతి ఏక భవతి భవార్ణవ తరణే నౌక. హ్యావ్ యు హర్డ్ అబౌట్ దిస్? క్షణమపి సజ్జన సంగతి, వన్ మినిట్ ఆఫ్ అసోసియేషన్ విత్ పొలిపీపుల్ భవతి భవార్ణవ తరణే నౌక, దట్ బికమ్స్ ఇమీడియట్లీ ఏ నౌక అండ్ ఇమీడియట్లీ దే కెన్ క్రాస్ దిస్ ఓషన్ ఆఫ్ సంసార్ అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ కన్వర్షన్. దట్ వన్ ఇన్సిడెంట్ వాజ్ దేర్. శ్రీరామకృష్ణ వాజ్ ఇన్వైటెడ్ బై యోగిన్. యోగిన్ వాజ్ ఏ విడో, బట్ షీ వాజ్ గ్రీవింగ్. దెన్ బలరామ్ బసు ఇన్వైటెడ్ బికాస్ హిజ్ నేచర్ వాజ్ ఐ గాట్ సో మచ్ బెనిఫిట్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీరామకృష్ణ, లెట్ ఎవ్రీబడి గెట్, హీ విల్ గో ఆన్ ఇన్వైటింగ్ ఎవ్రీబడి. సమ్ పీపుల్ భాగ్యవంతాస్, దే స్టార్టెడ్ కమింగ్. వన్స్ దే కేమ్ దే వర్ కాట్ ఇన్ ద నెట్. వన్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ వాజ్ యోగిన్. షీ వాజ్ గ్రీవింగ్ బికాస్ షీ హ్యాడ్ ఏ డాటర్. షీ వాజ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఏ పూర్ ఫ్యామిలీ. And what happened? A rich man, young man, married. And so rich a man that whenever her daughter goes from here, so there will be a dozen bodyguards and a palki. And then she will be the Baja Bantri and she will be there. Then she comes again the same way she comes. And the night goes, our yogin ma, what a good fortune. Now she has been raised. Suddenly, the daughter died. You can just imagine. First thing is, only one daughter, she died. Second, all this prestige, you know, she was very proud. Because of my daughter, my prestige also has gone on. Everything washed away. In that age, to lose one's own daughter or son, the most tragic. In that condition, mental condition, Balaram Basu invited her. She came. She saw Sri Ramakrishna. Completely she became free from all mental disease because of spiritual ability. One minute. And first today, you know that Yam's story. First today, his nephew brought, because Yam was thinking of committing suicide. A very sensitive mind. And then he went to his nephew. And his nephew accidentally took him. He was showing various gardens during that period, and he suddenly the thought came, and he came to the Dakshineshwara. Oh, there is a sadhu here. I saw so many devotees come to me. Sadhus are the free psychiatrists. You are confessing in UK, Harlow Street, just to confess for 1 hour, they will charge £150. What does the fellow? He will be lying down on a couch. Freudian method. And this fellow with a notebook, what happened? My uncle was there. So what happened? So he gave me all the trouble. Like that he will be going on noting. So next time, this fellow, what happened to your uncle? Immediately his blood pressure will go. So what is the root cause of this fellow's problem? Uncle. What is the, I'm just making fun. What is the rich fellow? No children are there. Not dying. We expect, okay, for some time you we are okay, but how long are you continuing? And it's even worse than that. My imagination is running right. So suddenly a beautiful young woman started visiting the temple frequently. Whatever little hope he had, it is completely dashed. Naturally, he will end up in psychiatric coach. So, it's most of the people, the priests, the mullahs, they were the people. People used to come just to confess, talk about it, bring it out. That would be great consolation for people. Then, Valmiki. How did he become Valmiki? By the way, Valmiki is not the name. Valmiki is a title. Valmika means ant king. So he became converted. Then he entered into tapasya. He became completely absorbed to such an extent that for several years, he was not conscious of the body. Is it possible?
Yes.
Thakur has come to prove it. For 12 years, he said, I did not know for 12 years how time has passed. I forgot even to blink. So I used to see and see if the eyebrow has lost the power even to blink. And he said, Mother, what new disease you have given to me? But you know, he was ill.
No, it's okay. It's
difficult
for me to get
up
from a
wheelchair. Oh, so we are so many are here to assist you. Yes, in fact, if you don't want to get up also. In case you are so absorbed and don't want to get up. So, you know that he was a highway robber. And he came into cut. You know that? He was a highway robber. These are all wonderful stories. So, one day, he must have been acquiring some tremendous good samskaras, punya. Without punya, great people will not come. So, the Narada and other great maharshis were passing. So, immediately he bound them. And he gave, what can sannyasins have? Then we will kill you. I will kill all of you. Then they ask that, you know, you are committing so much of sin. Are you not ashamed? He said, it is for my family's maintenance. So you are doing this. You could have done something else. Do you think your family is going to share all this, Papa? First time he was made aware that what he was doing is wrong. Second, that he was thinking, I love my family. My family also loves me. So these people, they put that poison. Poison for what? For all worldliness. Worldliness means what? Attachment. There is nothing. If you are not attached, you can have everything. Mithidayam pradagdhayam name kinchit pradakriti. So, it made him think, oh, yes, yes. My family would love me. Why can't you? They would definitely share. If they come to know I am earning Papa, they will share it. So why don't you go and ask? Just to make sure. He said, I'm sure, but just to obey your words. He bound them, lest they would run away. So he went and first asked his mother, Ma, do you know what I am doing? How I am maintaining you? Because of this Papa. I'm killing people, etc., etc. Then she said, it is your duty to maintain me. How you are going to maintain, that is your business. If you are doing papa karma, we didn't ask you to do papa karma, that is your burden. Punya karma is a different issue. Then everybody will have, like, sugar candy, sherbet, is so many devotees. But barley sherbet, no devotees. You know that, Pushpa? How many of you know that? See, Holy Mother was suffering in Jairambati, summer season.
Oh, yeah.
So the doctor advised, yeah, it is because of the excessive heat, so you prepare one glass of sugar candy sherbet. It's very cooling also. So his attendant used to, all the devotees' attendants, they were there. What is the matter? Prashad. So, by the time she gives, hardly this much is left out for her. So, after some time, she again fell ill. This time, doctor prescribed barley water. At 3 o'clock, all of them would rush. And the first day when barley was prepared, she was waiting. Aske chirera kuthai. Where are the children today? Nobody is coming. Then somebody sadly informed they came to know it is barley water. So I don't want to share your burden. Wife also didn't want, children also didn't want. At that time, awakening had come. Conversion had come. This is called sudden conversion. Sudden. And then he went back, released them, well, at their feet. What can I do? I have already accumulated so much papa. He was such a papi, even the name Rama could not be given. So he had to be given Mara. But if you repeat Rama also, it becomes Mara. If you repeat Mara also, it becomes Rama only. So the both end is okay because it is nothing but Amrita. Rama Nama Ras Pibare Rama Rasam Rasane Pibare Rama Rasam. Sadashiva Brahmendra has beautiful kirtan is there. So this is another instant. Yam was another instant. If you see the lives of people, like that I can tell you, Purandara Dasa's life, I am not going to tell you. But the company is great sadhus. That's why the first commandment of Sri Ramakrishna is cultivate holy company. Five commandments of Sri Ramakrishna. Cultivate holy company. Holy company means what? Not only people. It could be good book, could be a place, it could be good time, and it could be, of course, good person, and it could be some type of event.
Our thoughts also?
No, events. After satsanga, our thoughts will slowly become purified. But before that, there, our thoughts only what makes us now what we are is our thoughts. One fellow went to a doctor, psychiatrist. Hey, what is the problem with you? He said, doctor, I'm suffering from inferiority complex. So the doctor treated him for 3 years. And he called him one day and said, I am terminating my treatment. The fellow said, but doctor, I'm not cured. He said, what I discovered today, you are not suffering from inferiority complex. You are inferior. So there is no cure for that. So, these events, certain tragic events, somebody whom we are attached to, suddenly something happens. Especially nowadays it is happening, but in the West it is more. One day a fellow came and I was there in UK. Very sad. I asked, why are you so sad? They don't want to tell unless they know it. But it was the beginning of my stay there. I did not understand this psychology. Went on asking, why are you so sad? Why are you so sad? Then he reluctantly, he told me, my wife ran away with a postman just a few months back. Anyways, tragic events which remind us about the ephemerality of this world. Not that everybody awakens, but to some people it has an effect. Oh, this is the world. I want to find out something better. This is called satsanga. So, mukhyatastu mahat kripaya eva. And then we also add, Bhagavat Kripa Deshatva. A little bit, this much of the grace of God. It can give us mukti. But then, the caveat is, we get the company of holy people only by the grace of God. The great Shankaracharya, in the very beginning of that most wonderful book called Viveka Chudamani, that's what he's telling. Dullaham Rayam Evaita. Daivanugrahayatakam, Manushyatvam, Mumukshatvam, Mahapurusha. Three things are there in this world, obtainable only by the grace of God. What is it? Manushyatvam, human birth. Mumukshatvam, the desire for, I would not say spiritual, I would say self-improvement. Even for normal self-improvement, we need tremendous amount of God's grace, willpower is necessary. Everybody wants to improve without paying the price. Oscar Wilde used to say, you know, famous saying. What, you know what he used to say? I can resist everything except temptation. I can resist everything except temptation. So, by God's grace only. Third thing is Mahapurusha Samshaya. What is favorable company for self-improvement? It's very rare. How many people you get, you know? Even devotees also. Everybody is not favorable. ఇన్ఫాక్ట్ మోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది పీపుల్ ఆర్ అన్ఫేవరబుల్. Yes, because how much time you can talk with them about spiritual life? Just a few minutes. After that starts, and it's always your grandson, always grandson's grandmother's great-great-grandmother, and that which starts. This is the quality people's nature. So, Bhagavad Kripa Lesha. Lesha means small
gift.
What is it? Bhagavad Kripa, the grace of God. And what is grace of God? Grace of God is that which produces that understand, buddhi, vijnana, dhi, dhiyo yonaha. What is dhi? Do you know what is dhi? Knowledge. This is the wrong. What we have is better wrong knowledge. This theory is better than this theory. Is right knowledge or wrong knowledge? Wrong knowledge. Because it is only increased. Which theory produces more attachment? Which husband produces? Because accepting we two, we are in minority. All in majority only. Which husband is the most helpful husband in spiritual life? I'm joking, but I'm serious. If your husband is very, very loving and caring, it's very difficult for you to get out of this samsara. But if that fellow, he slaps you, he gives you trouble, tragedy and all those things, you have a great hope. Any tragic event in life is the grace of God. Who said? Holy Mother said.
Yeah.
Misery is the gift from God. And then in Bhagavatam, there is, upon whomsoever I bestow my grace, I snatch away all his life. That's what happened to Sri Ramakrishna's father. He was having quite a good amount of money, 33 acres of wet land. One day, simply gone. Now, who took it away? Who took it away?
What?
Don't say Jamindar. Jamindar, nobody can. This is related to karma phala. If I don't deserve, it will go. Any day it will go. Any second it will. So it is fixed. Which person will die? When? In what manner? Where? And which person will live? So all, which person will be wealthy, which person not wealthy, which person is happy, which person is not happy. Everything depends upon our purva janma karma phala. There is nothing else. This is, you have to relate this. That's why if anything happens to us, we should not blame anybody. Even this created a lot of controversy. Mahatma Gandhi was being admired by Jews when Israel was established. They were fans of Mahatma Gandhi. One of them wrote, why are we Jews suffering so much? You know what he did? Because of your karma phala. He became curious. What? This kind of reply you are giving? What karma phala? Because they don't believe in purva janma. It is all somebody else is giving us trouble. But how can Mahatma Gandhi explain to them? If you have not deserved it, you will never get it. Good or bad. So, Sridharan lost everything. He did not blame the Jamindar. He only said, Rama gave, Rama received. I depend upon. Then he came to Kamathpur. He got a small piece of land, Lakshmi Jala, and he also got two huts to stay there. And then Guru Maharaj was born. See the result. He wants to come. Why does he want to come? Okay, you come. If you want to come, you come. But why this event happened? Because if Ramakrishna was a rich person, 33 acres of land, and he says, you fellows renounce everything, who will believe him? He has to be totally dependent upon God. That is the reason. So, how can we get bhakti? Only either you do lot of punya. That is the first condition. as a result of punya, God's grace will come. God's grace will come in the form of association with spiritual people. There are in this world two types of people are there. Good people, not spiritual people, and spiritual people. So it is we don't want to be company of good people without spirituality. We want people, both good people and also spiritual person. Because spiritual persons by implication means good people.
Yeah.
But good people doesn't mean. So it is said, you know, every sadhu is a good cook. It doesn't mean every good cook is a sadhu. It doesn't mean that way. So mukhyatastu mahat kripa eva. That's right. What is the word? Mahat kripa eva. Eva means there's no other way. Only by the grace. And we are all, we are in Bhagavad Gita also. So it is said, Adyada Acharati Sreshtaha Tatta Devit. Why a great person, even after complete realization of God, should continue doing good example? The reason is, the person not only he has achieved his goal, but he also wants to set an example. We are all imitators. Imitation of Christ. Very interesting. About 50 years back, there was, in one village, there was one priest. One day he was preaching message of Jesus Christ. Suddenly a thought entered into him. He said, why not for 1 year, we will follow the footsteps of Jesus Christ. What is it? From tomorrow, whatever be your profession, you are a doctor, you are a business person, you are running a shop, we will just, before doing anything, if Christ was standing in my place, what would he do? And he called people and said, those who are willing, for 1 year let us experiment. And then a few people came forward. They volunteered. This is one thing good about Western people. Once they volunteer, they will strictly follow them. So they followed for 1 year and everybody felt so elevated. They said, for life we are not going back. So then a book has come, In the Footsteps of Jesus. It has become a, what is called bestseller in those days. I think it is available on the internet now. Beautiful book, In the Footsteps of Jesus. So that is what we have to do. This anybody requirements, this person is behaving like this. So if I am in the company of this person, I also should behave slowly, slowly. And that is how, if he had become following the steps, went nearer to God, I will also go to near God. So in this sutra, we learn a few important points. The best way is to get the company of real bhakta. The second is, this company is available only by the grace of God. And the company of great people is available only by doing punya karma. This is the condition. Punya karma and this company of great people, and through them we get the grace of God, and bhakti comes only by the grace of God. How? Because God is of the parama prema swarupa. He is of the nature of supreme love. So what is love? Swami Vivekananda gives the beautiful definition of love. Love means complete identity with the other. So if when a mother says, I love my children, what does that mean? She doesn't consider the child as somebody separate. She is me, my extension. So that is why it is called love. A wife may not love the husband, may not love the parents, but she will love her children. Why? Because they are part of her, physically speaking. They are part of her. That is why the relationship between children and mother is the strongest bond. That is why Matru Devo Bhava. Afterwards, father comes. So, this is the krama. You do, Shastras tell us, do this, don't do this. That is how we get punya and then avoid papa.
And this punya produces two effects. One effect is we enjoy life in this world. No, we also get the company of great people. And the moment we get the company of great people, they are agents of God. That's what we are going to discuss immediately. And then grace of God. God is of the nature of love. So he enters into us in the form of himself. Like light enters into us and then we get knowledge. That is the understanding. Mukhyatastu, most important, Mahatripaya. Kripaya eva, only by the grace of holy people. And then this company of holy people is possible only by Bhagavat Kripa, by grace of God. How much grace? Yes. One grain, enough for us. Like Sri Ramakrishna used to say, one grain is enough to fill the stomach of an ant. That is it. So, Mahat Kripastu Durlabho Agamyo Amoghascha. 3 points here. Mahat Kripa. So, Mahat Sangha, the company of great people, holy people. First of all, it is Durlabha. Labha means obtainment. Durlabha means extremely difficult to get. Why is it difficult to get? Because if we get what we deserve, if our sanskaras are of this nature, invariably we get people of that nature only. That is why in English there is a beautiful saying, you tell me who your friends are, I will tell you what you are. And you are what you eat also. And another is, you tell me what books you read, I will tell you what type of person you are. If you are reading trash, you are trash. And if you are, all your friends are trash people, then you are also trash. One fellow wanted to invent some new food. He invented. He wants some exotic names. So he fed the information to a computer. You suggest some names. So out came Jenk. Poison. Trash. Trash. This is the names it is suggesting. So that's an important word. We are what we eat. So if we eat certain types of foods, but eating here doesn't mean only that which goes through the mouth. This is what Shankaracharya's interpretation of Viveka. According to Ramanuja, to obtain bhakti, one must practice 7 steps. But the first one is called Viveka. Second is called Vimoha. Third is called Abhyasa, Kriya, Kalyana, Anavasada, Anuddhasha. 7 steps in his Brahma Sutra Bhashya, called Sri Bhashya, is 7 ways. How to become a true devotee of God? Swami Vivekananda mentions it in his lectures on Bhakti Yoga. And then he says, what is Viveka? According to Ramanuja, Viveka means, there is one beautiful mantra in Chandra, Ahara Shuddhau Sattva Shuddhi. Sattva Shuddhau Dhruva Smriti. When food is pure, sattva guna increases. When sattva guna increases, our memory of God also will increase. See, it's very, very rational. You eat tamasic food. What is tamasic food? That food which will make us go to sleep. Unthinking people. That is called tamasic food. What is rajasic food? That which makes us terribly restless. Where is the question? Restlessness means, you understand? What is restlessness? Here is thought. Next second, another thought. Third second, another thought. That means if you are thinking of God, God's thought is replaced by only one thought, some object. That's why some people, whatever topic you talk, he will come only for food. I was talking about God. Immediately that tells Swamiji, just now I remember, we went to the temple. Aha, that prasada I wish. So marvelous. I never tasted it. What am I talking? What are you talking about? Then he says, different ashramas. Then he was, these are all my personal experience. Swamiji, we went to India. We visited Udbodhan, mother's house, and Jayarambati Kamarpugo. But the prasada at Udbodhan, unbelievable. Somehow, Guru was not complete. Because his mind is fixed upon food. So restlessness means deviating from one particular thought and going to another thought. The moment we get second thought, the memory of the first thought is totally gone. So when ahara becomes sattvika, mind becomes sattvika. So what is sattva, sattvika ahara? Is ayu vardhanam. Rastyah, snithah, thirah, pridyah, aharah, tatvika priya. Is there in the Bhagavad Gita, I think 18th chapter, 17th chapter, it is there. Full of rasa. And they are not too hot, not too spicy, but like that. And offered to God as prasada. And when we eat, what? The mind becomes very creative. Mind becomes concentrated and its gati is urtva gati. Always thinks about higher things only. That is the result of eating sattvika food, and such a person prefers only that kind of foods. Okay. You have to go now? Okay. He is warning. It is time for you to go. Somebody wants to sit, they can sit. Okay. So, tatvika food. You can sit in fact.
Okay.
Because it's more convenient.
Yes.
Otherwise, your legs may go to sleep. First legs will go to sleep. Then hands will go to sleep. Then head also goes to sleep. This is the gradual development. So, mahat sangast durlabha. For many reasons. If punya is not there, it is impossible to get. Supposing there is a mahatma, how will you recognize? It's not easy to recognize. You know that Dakshineswar, one mad cap head, and such a condition, Pishacha, nobody was able to, even he was not allowed into the temple. Even beggars did not allow him to take prasada along with them. Beggars. So there was a refuge heap. So he went there. Dogs, other animals were eating. And he put one hand on one dog. And then he was eating happily, because for him, it is not thrown out food. It is Brahman. Brahmarpanam. After that, you have no right to complain. Salt is less. Mm-hmm. It is less. You can't complain, because you are complaining against God. Oh God, you are tasteless, you are spiceless. Because prasada and God is one and the same. Sri Ramakrishna Sahib immediately he said, Hriday, this is a God realizable soul. And Hriday did not understand anything, but he believed. So immediately after eating, the sadhu was going there. Slowly, Hriday was, sir, make me your disciple. As though he wants to become disciple. Long time, the sadhu did not say anything. But then he came to a place. And there was a sewage water flowing. And then sadhu showed that when you can understand this sewage water and this Ganges water are exactly same para Brahma. There is no difference between them. You have attained God realization. After this he was blind. Till today was blind. Then that man took up a brick. That if you come 1 millimeter forward, you're going to smash. And he looked like that. ఇమ్మీడియట్లీ త్రైతే గేవ్ అప్ హిస్ డిసైపుల్షిప్ ran back. Hey, Ramakrishna saw like that many people. And then he prayed, oh Ma, I want to be a devotee. I don't, but don't put me in that condition. But he had to go. Balakava, Jadava, Unmadava, Pishachava, all these things. He said, one time I was mad. I was carrying a bamboo pole at the end of which there was a broken pot with a mango plant in it. You know, if you see me one day like that, you know, especially if you take off, you know, like that, if you see me, bamboo. And when I see like that, I start laughing. Will you visit me after that? I know, I don't require your answer. I know your answer. So, Durlabha, not impossible without God's grace. Then agamyaha. Agamya means, even if you have got company, are you fit to receive it? Sri Ramakrishna's grace was received on 1st January 1886. How many people were able to retain it? So agamyaha means, he is there. How many people, first of all, recognize him? Even after recognizing, how many people really have the capacity to receive what he has to give? Just now I told the story of a devotee. He got offended. In whose presence? In whose presence? In Ramakrishna's presence. Who was praising the devotee? In Ramakrishna, his guru. My guru praises somebody else. I have nothing to do with him. Talak. For 6 months he gave talak. See, we think we are very clever people. We are all full of jealousy. If I constantly look only at one person, even if you are here for hours together, then what would be your thoughts about? I know, you don't need to tell me. The Swami is very attached to this person, like that. It is true, some people are like that. You go, try to go near. Not every Swami is like that, but some Swamis are like that. That means they are also not mature enough to say, every Swami should be the same, that they are regular devotees, irregular devotees, they are giving devotees, don't giving devotees. Varieties of devotees are there. So pranami doing devotees, pranama doing devotees, pranami giving devotees. I classify the devotees. Pranama giving devotees, third class devotees. Pranami giving devotees, first class. See, sadhu should not have that kind of discrimination at all. Anybody who comes is representative of God. Why Holy Mother is called Holy Mother? Do you think all are worthy people going there? Mostly unworthy people. But in her eyes, my Sharad and my Amja. That's why not only she was worthy, she will make you also feel you are also holy. Because if you belong to me and if I am holy, then who are you? Holy Mother's child cannot be unholy. And we all believe in it. That is why we pray to her, Mother, at this moment, I am not that holy, but by your grace, also want to become like you. Then, Amoghascha. First is Dullabha, difficult to obtain. Second is Agamya. So if we get such people, even if they are ready to bestow their grace, if we are not in a position to receive, then also that is called Agamya. But once these two conditions are, we recognize them and we deserve their grace, and then Amoghascha, it will not go in vain. That means they will take you over. Ramakrishna used to express this. Most wonderful man. Once somebody was depressed, Ramakrishna said, "Wretch, you think you have been bitten by an ordinary water snake? It is a cobra. At best, you will croak 3 times. After that, you will die. So we are all bitten. The only thing is, 3 times talking, you are going off. Ultimately, it will, we will all go to, we will all die. Because this is a poison. What is the poison? What is Ramakrishna telling? When a snake bites, it will only give that poison. The biggest snake in this world is God. Because this roga, bhava roga, requires only the highest dosage of poison. That all the samsara roga will vanish. Mukti will come. Amogaha, the moment their grace comes, is infallible. So many examples. So we can tell 3 examples. Today I will tell them. One example is Rashik. Rashik the Jameda. You know that Rashik story? Rashik was a sweeper. And then, it's a wonderful story, big story, but I will tell today only that story. His job is to clean. He had no entry into Thakur's room because he was a low caste. But he had the highest bhakti for Thakur. And then later on, Thakur used to say he was a devata, cursed. So he was born in this condition because of some ahankara. All curse comes only because of ahankara. But he had that good fortune. Here is an avatar. He recognized, he may not know. Every day from outside the room, he will make pranams to Thakur. He can't even touch. His devotion went on increase. And Thakur was very, very compassionate. Whenever he sees Rashi, to meet him, Nacho, and then he gives prasad also. What happened? One day, Sri Ramakrishna was going towards the toilet. Toilet means open space outside, Jhavtala. And this Rashik was sweeping. And he noticed Sri Ramakrishna going. And then Sri Ramakrishna finished the business. He was coming up. Now, Rashik could not hold. So he went and then fell at his feet and then tightly caught hold of Thakur's feet. Thakur said, Rashik, what are we doing? Leave my feet. But he would not leave. Meanwhile, Thakur went into a bhava because his feeling was genuine. After that, he slowly came back to normal consciousness. He was in the mood of a deva. Boon giving. What do you want? Rashik said, Baba, I don't know anything about sadhana, but when the time comes for me to breathe the last, come, hold my hand and take me away. Sri Ramakrishna said yes. Then Rashik got up. Ramlal Dada was carrying water pot and he was witness to all this. Then Thakur said, make a tulasi mancha, you know, in front of your home. There's a small compound. That house is there now. If you go to Dakshineshta, have you seen Pranaka? Rashik's house? Rashik Bheta. Sharadamata has taken out. It's very near, 5 minutes walk from our Dakshineshta Kali temple. Next time you go there, poor man, one small hut like that, now they made it concrete. So there is a small, in those days, place has no value, you know. And you make one tulasi, grow tulasi. Sit under the tulasi, near the tulasi. It's called Tulasi Mandap. Many South Indian ladies, they have that structure, Vrindavan, they call it, and put it there every day. They go around and eat outside. So, you there, take Harinama, do Harinama. It's simple. Just Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, whatever. Then, he could do it only in the evening and sunset comes. He goes back home. No, there is no electricity or anything. And after eating food, for a long time, he will do Harinama Sankirtan. Because Thakur told him, and he had absolute faith, Thakur will come. Like a Jivan Mukta. No difference between him and Jivan Mukta. Because he knows Thakur is going to take me. Wherever you go, you take me there. Then he became old. He retired from that job. But he used to come occasionally, and that also stopped. By the time Thakur passed away many years, then Ramlal Dada became the chief priest. And Ramlal Dada, now and then he used to see and he would give him prasada and tirtha, charanamrita. So for many days he did not see the ship. So one day he thought, I haven't seen the ship for a long time. I want to find what happened. Their houses, Ramla Dada was also staying nearby. It was only just few ads, 5 minutes walk. So as he was going, Rashid's wife was coming towards him. Then Ramla Dada, I was going to ask about Rashid, what happened? I didn't see. And then she replied, he's very ill. And he refused to take any medication. He wants only to take Charanamrita. I am coming to the temple to request you to give me Charanamrita. Immediately, Ramlal Dada came to the temple in a bottle, gave Charanamrita, and she took it and went out. And for a few days more, no more. And one day, as he was going to inquire, he saw his wife and said, what happened to Rashid? Said, just 2-3 years before, he passed away. Now, Ramlal Dada remembered whom Thakur had given him when he caught hold of his feet. And then he asked, how did he pass away? So that day he was passing away, he told, it seems to all those people, today don't go anywhere. There are one thing. Today you be with me, and then after some, do sit round me and do Hari Kirtan. He was lying. After some time he said, now it is time. You take me near the Tulasi mat, make me lie down on a mat, and you surround me and do. And also he said, finish your food eating. He insisted they finish their food very early. And then they did not understand. But they knew that he was going to die sooner, because he was not taking food, he was not taking medication, he was only doing some charanamrita. So they all started doing Hari Kirtana. Suddenly he said, Baba, he used to call Thakur as Baba. He was one of the few people who used to call him Baba. Thakur would not allow anybody to call him Baba. So, Baba, to me is a joke. And he said, don't you see, Baba has come. He says that he wants to take me, go along with him. I am going to look. Like that, he told, he extended his hand and passed it. Then Ramlal Dada knew that Thakur's words have come true. Same thing had happened to Pratap Chandra Hajra. Same thing happened to Kalipada Ghosh. So that we will discuss in next class. Because he had the Sangha of Thakur, it was his punya, and he understood that this person can give. Otherwise, why would he fall? He had complete faith. If Baba says, I will come and take you, and that is the end, my bhakti will come. And Thakur also was very gracious to him. That's what had happened. It's a most marvelous truth. So the end justifies the living. We are all living for one moment. How we are going to die, whether we will remember God or not. That is why the story of Ajamila. He remembered his own son, Narayana. His name was Narayana. And then the story tells, because of that, he has gone to Narayana. Om Janakim Shavadam Devi Ramakrishnam Jagat Guru Padapadmi Tadosh Vipra Padamam Yenitarujna Hukmavi.